Are you ready for a voice of wisdom? Are you ready to hear about the goodness of God experienced through decades of walking with Him? Today at the Radio Backyard Fence, we honor the life and ministry of a man who's about to retire from Moody Radio. You probably haven't heard his name a whole lot, but his fingerprints are all over every program that you hear. And I want you to hear the voice in the heart of Dan Craig today on Chris Fabry Live. I had an idea late last year to welcome guests who have been a little further down the trail, a little longer, to glean wisdom from their lives, their experiences. Dan is not a whole lot far ahead of me, but since he's leaving full-time ministry, I thought this would be a great opportunity to both honor and receive from him. So that's what's ahead on this Monday of Holy Week here on Chris Fabry Live. Let's get going. Thanking our team, Ryan McConaughey doing all things technical. Trisha is away this week, our producer, so Tahira's in the chair today. Anthony will be answering your calls. Let me ask you a question before we get to Dan. Do you struggle to believe God loves you? Say it again. Do you struggle to believe God loves you? Glenna did. I was reading her book, Memorizing Scripture, this morning, and she said this. And this is the last week we're going to be offering this to friends or partners. She said, one of the most surprising blessings of Scripture memorizations I've enjoyed is a deeper confidence in God's love for me. An erroneous form of teaching crept into the culture of my childhood church. As a result, I struggled for decades connecting the dots between obedience to God and being loved by Him. If I didn't meet the right standard, would He love me less? If I obeyed better than somebody else, did He love me more? Deep study of God's Word over the last 10 years of my life has untangled a good deal of my former misunderstandings about grace and good behavior. But it was Scripture memorization that dealt the final blow to my faulty belief that God didn't love me as much as He loved His other children. And she gives passages that kind of flip the switch for her. I'd love to send you a copy of Memorizing Scripture, The Basics, Blessings, and Benefits of Meditating on God's Word. I'm hoping you'll respond today with a gift of support so we can send it to you. Call or click through. Won't take long. And it'll mean a lot to us, and the encouragement you will get from Glenna's book will help you believe, no matter your age, you can do this. You can memorize Scripture. It'll renew your mind. It'll draw you closer to the heart of God, closer to His love. Call 866-95-FABRY, 866-953-2279, or go to the website, scroll down. You'll see on the front page there how to be a friend or a partner with us there, chrisfabrylive.org. Again, it's the last week. So today would be a great day to hear from you. ChrisFabryLive.org. Dan Craig was born in San Diego and has worked in radio since 1977, including stations in California, Colorado, Ohio, and now Chicago. His experience includes stations formatted as country music, jazz, adult contemporary, news talk, contemporary Christian, Christian teaching, talk. He's ministered as a church youth director, publicity director. He's been a deacon, directed a church media ministry. He and his wife, Vicky, have been married for 40 years and a month. They have two adult daughters, and he's retiring at the end of this week. Dan Craig, welcome to the program. How you doing, my friend?
Thanks, Chris. Longtime listener and first-time caller.
No, you were on with me once before. Weren't you on the, didn't I have you on the program when you had written an email or a blog or something? Okay, this just came to me, and maybe I'm wrong about this. But do you remember that?
No, I'm okay. Old. A lot of things I don't remember.
Yeah, but there are things that I remember that never happened, so we're both in the same boat. Well, I've been thinking about you, and you've been we did this thing for you on Moody Radio last week where people just started saying things, and it was so encouraging. But I've been thinking about your experience, framing it with what Soren Kierkegaard said. His famous quote was, life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards. Mm-hmm. My guess is you're kind of living that quote these days.
Absolutely. Forty-seven is a long time in radio, and the memories for the last 6 months, just weird stuff floating to the surface from my career and family and moves. It's sort of like being alive for your eulogy.
Yes.
It's very, very different. At the same time, what an encouragement. Looking back and seeing how God orchestrated my life to meeting Vicky and then forward, just it shouldn't have happened, quote unquote, but for God, mm-hmm. it did.
Yeah.
Thankful.
And I want to talk with you about that. And I have independent recollection now from Ryan McConaughey. November 3rd, 2017, you were on talking about being unplugged from media for a couple of weeks.
Oh,
remember
right.
you went out west now. Someplace?
It had been decades in ministry. And Dennis Rainey is the one who said, you can't do that. And he hooked us up at a ranch out in Montana, and Vicky and I went there for a week, and what a refreshing thing to actually come back and hit delete with more than 2,400 emails.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
A week, you get 2,400 emails.
Well,
we were gone
for 2 weeks. The first week was the ranch, and then we went down to Texas to see our grandbabies.
Yeah, only 1,200 emails a week then.
About,
right?
Yes.
So what is the hardest in being, because you are in management, what is the hardest thing about the management thing that you have done through the years?
Wow, that's a loaded question because there are so many difficult things. It's having to make decisions when you don't have all of the information, but you still have to make a decision. And you pray up before you make it, and you have to be willing to say I was wrong, and make adjustments along the way, and then knowing that you are impacting people's lives, it can be for good to help them get better at what they do. Sometimes you have to say I love you, but I'm going to have to love you from a distance, and we can't work together anymore. Or whatever the reason may be.
Have you had to do that a lot?
Too many times. Too many times. Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know that there are people that you've had to say that to who have then gone to, that was God's nudge for them to do something different, right?
Sure. In fact, the one that comes to mind was a young man that was quote unquote working remotely. even back in 1991, he was a salesman for us and allegedly would come into our community. He lived outside the community, would come into the community and sell during the day and then go home. But I didn't see the results. And one of the things that I learned early on in my career when I would go into a different city to be a manager is to look for the people who are avoiding me. They're hiding something, usually. And this young man just rarely ever surfaced. So based on sales figures, I just had to say, you know what? It's not working. We need to part company. And a year later, I saw him at a Christian concert down in Los Angeles, and he came up to me and apologized for not being a good salesman, and he said it just really wasn't a right fit, and thank you for firing me because now I'm doing, and he explained where he was, and he was in the place, in his position, using his strengths where God had gifted him. And those are the ones that warm your heart. They're not all that way, but some of them are.
I've got a lot of questions for you. Back in December, I had this idea. I didn't know what to call it. Tricia helped me, and we decided to call it Voices of Wisdom. We had Jeanette Oak on in January. She's been down the writing trail a long way, and you've been down this radio trail for, you know, almost 50 years. So I want to tap into that wisdom. And if you want to talk with Dan, maybe this may be the very first time that you're hearing his name related to Moody Radio. He's been with us for 13 years, but has been in radio all around the country for a long time. 877-548-3675. But I want you to listen to some of the wisdom and the gospel-infused wisdom that is going to come from him today at the Radio Backyard Fence. 877-548-3675 is our number. More straight ahead on Moody Radio. Our audio compadre at Moody Radio, Dan Craig, is retiring at the end of the month, and I wanted to have him on the program today. As a matter of fact, I told him in the break, when I say that, as we go into break, more straight ahead on Moody Radio, I use that all the time, and that's directly from Dan, because he said, don't just say, stay with us or don't go away. Tell, give us a reason to come back. There's more coming up. So more straight ahead. So that's from your ears, Dan, caused me to say that. What do you think?
Happy to do it. It's radio. People need to hear what's going on, and there's so many distractions.
Bingo. And when somebody stops like that, and then there's you don't like that. You don't like dead air, right?
No. But at the same time, I don't want to have guests that talk and never allow the host to interject.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be that balance. It's got to be a friendship, a coordinated conversation. It's got to sound normal. The one line I would use frequently here is speak to the listener in the language of the listener.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If we're not doing that, we're not connecting.
And to be able to think like a listener is thinking, because yes. I got all this, radio stuff that I want to do, and we got to do this. But put yourself in the driver's seat, and you're listening to this on the radio. What are you thinking? How are you responding? That you've been big about that too.
Absolutely. When we're writing a piece of copy, here's some training, folks. When you're writing a piece of copy for the radio, remember where the listener is. They could be on the freeway. There could be a semi on their right. There could be a car in the blind spot on the left side. It could be raining. The car in front of them could be texting and not paying attention. And the car behind them could be tailgating them. And they're hungry, and they're wondering if those golden archers are ahead. So all of that is going on in the mind of the listener while they're trying to listen to the radio. That's a challenge.
There could be red and blue lights going on behind them, too.
That could be.
How has radio changed since you started 47 years ago?
Wow. It's the same in many respects, in that it's the most intimate medium possible. It's one-on-one. That hasn't changed, that won't change. What has changed is the delivery method, in that not only are they listening on the radio, they're listening to a delayed podcast, they're listening to it on the internet. It's no longer local radio. Everything is global anymore. And so you have to be thinking about listeners that are on other continents, and they're in different time zones. It is quite a bit more challenging today. And then you've got all the other side components that you must have with radio. You have to have a website. You've got to have a phone number. You've got to have email. You've got to have texting. You've got to, you name it, you got to have it. And there's just so much now behind the scenes that has to come along and support radio. We used to be able to say, hey, let's put a new program on and turn on the microphone and here we go. But that doesn't happen anymore.
No. And even though it's changed, delivery has changed, content is king. Content is, people are looking for, and as you just mentioned, the person and the people, that's why morning programs, I think, are so popular. It's like everybody's trying to do this impossible thing of getting up, and other than caffeine, we need somebody there who's with us. And that's why morning programs, I think, rule. They are the sound of the station. It's how the station is perceived by a lot of people who listen, because they're the most important people.
Absolutely. And I would also say that Christian radio listeners want to know what other Christians are thinking. And that's why they'll come to a program like yours or others, is to find out, am I thinking the right thoughts about whatever the issue may be? Many times we'll hear somebody get on the radio and say, well, that was the question I was going to ask.
Yes.
Or, man, they already answered it for me. Or I'll get an email that just says, man, that hit me right where I needed to hear it today.
Bingo. You know what I've really appreciated about you is that you're part of management. You have been since you've been here at Moody Radio, but you've always understood what it's like to be behind the microphone because mm-hmm. that's where you started.
Right.
The insecurities, the foibles of those, you know, who do what we do. And I always felt like you had our back. You always supported the people who were behind the microphone, even though sometimes you had to say some hard things or, you know, go through some difficult things. You always have that understanding of here's what it's like. You just mentioned about thinking like a listener. Mm-hmm. You've thought as a manager, you thought about somebody that was behind the microphone.
Right. Well, and do unto others. I mean, I try to think back of how program directors, managers interacted with me when I was young in the industry. Some were really good examples and some were terrible. And I wanted to be a good example. Mm-hmm. And so the folks on the air are the most important people, quite honestly, in the radio station. When I say that, I mean in the ears of the listener, they're the most important. And I can't control what comes out of Chris Fabry's mouth. I you're not a puppet, and I don't want you to be, nor do the rest of us on the team. And we've got a lot of great folks behind the scenes, like Ryan and Tahira are today. But you're out front. You're putting everything on the line with your name, your personality, and you're going to make mistakes, and that's okay.
The freedom to do that is a real gift, too. The freedom to know that you've got somebody behind you that, yeah, if you don't handle a caller exactly the way that it, you know, you hoped that it would. A lot of times I'm my own worst critic, you know. But to know that you've got somebody there that's going to give you the freedom to be who you are, yeah, rather than to put me in the mold like you used to do the Play-Doh and push, you know, push mm-hmm. it out. That's not, you want the personality of the person to come through.
Yeah. Well, no one likes to be micromanaged. And I'm a king at not wanting to be micromanaged. That's happened, and I didn't stay very long.
You know what I was afraid of, though? When you first, 13 years ago, you came. We had been doing this program for 3 years. You came from another radio group. It was a different, you know, different feel, a different, you just talked about sales. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, well, we didn't have that at Moody. And so my fear, if you could call it that, it wasn't an active thing. I wasn't thinking about it all the time. But I just had this question in the back of my mind. Is he going to make us become something else? Is he going to support us where we are and make us all we can be, or is he going to try to fit us into some kind of mold? And what has happened in every interaction that I've ever had with you, Dan, and with the programs that the other programs that you've dealt with, is you've not tried to take some template, some formula, and make us sound so, you let us be ourselves. And I think that's a great testament to you and the we're going to get to the gospel infused wisdom in your life. Respond to that.
Well, I mean, coming in with a heavy hand and trying to put something brand new in place that's not needed is terrible. Number one, number two is if folks can't be themselves, if they haven't. If you don't let your folks buy into what it is that they're trying to accomplish, you've failed, and you've got to rethink it. So I would never want to go into an organization and start making changes without pulling people alongside me, getting to know their heart, who they are, what they're doing, why they do it, how they do it, and come alongside and say, okay, these are the good things that I'm seeing. Here are some things that I think we might want to implement to do better, mm-hmm. or some changes we may want to make because our listeners need some help in these areas and we don't have any programming in these places. So let's start something new and grow in that area.
Yeah. Tahira said she knows firsthand, you give the freedom to move the way God has made you to move. Mm. I don't think anybody could say anything better
nope.
than that.
Tahir is a keeper. I hired her. She's a keeper.
Yes, absolutely. This is Holy Week, and I wanted to ask you about your Gethsemane. Was there a low point in your life when it was really difficult to see what God was doing, and you knew you had to trust Him fully, but you couldn't see what it was that was going on?
Yeah.
What comes to mind?
Well, which one do you want? I'm sorry. There's been several. I guess the first and the biggest one. Vicki and I had been married about a year, and when she got pregnant, she got just deathly ill. I think it was not only 3 months; it might have been 6 months of illness. It was I don't know how to explain that one, but she was working full time and I was working part time, and so we had to make some quick adjustments because she had to quit working. She was so ill. Fortunately, I was working at a radio station, a Christian radio station, and they saw the need and amazingly found money and hired me full time. It still wasn't very much money, but some. So we kept going. After our daughter was born, there were things at the radio station that just didn't seem right to me, and I just felt I couldn't keep my name on it. My name is really all I had. And so I left and went and sold waterbeds. And wasn't making a ton of money. I made lots of sales, but the pay was just really, really bad. And I started thinking through, okay, Lord, what's going on? How's this going to work? We sold a car, sold a life insurance policy to take back what we could on that. Borrowed a little bit of money from my folks to get us by. And just praying the whole time, Lord, what's up? What's going on? We had created a Bible game a year earlier, and a royalty check came, which helped cover mortgage for several months, which was extremely helpful. And we still were trying to figure out, where are we going? Lord, what's up? This isn't what I signed up for. My heart's in radio, but I just couldn't be there, and I can't find anything else right now. So I ended up going to the warehouse at the waterbed store, and I called a guy. I'd heard that a Christian radio station was starting up in San Diego, where I was from. So I called him, and I said, hey, listen, I heard you starting up a station. What you got available? Here's who I am, what I can do. And he said, well, you call me when you get to San Diego. So okay, Lord, what's happening here? So we actually, I guess a week later at the waterbed store, they said, you're doing such a good job, which I didn't think I was, but apparently I was. We're going to promote you to be an assistant manager, and we're going to move you to upstate New York. And we were in Denver. And I'm thinking, what in the world? No, thank you. I was working long hours, super long hours, hardly able to see my daughter most days. So we loaded up a truck, and we didn't go to Beverly, but we went to San Diego.
I was just about to sing that.
And we stayed with my folks the first couple of months, and I got 5 part-time jobs in order to take care of my little family. Managing an apartment complex, I worked weekends at an adult contemporary radio station. I was producing a daily radio feature with Elisa Morgan for MOPS, and I did janitorial cleaning of banks and medical buildings at night, and then recording a Bible quiz feature for a former station that I began with. Just waiting for the Lord, where are you going to put us? What's going to happen? And that was a 2-year period until He moved us into a full-time position. And then just watching him open the doors, the floodgates, from 1988 on, it was just phenomenal.
So it was, the Gethsemane was one of identity. It was financial, you know, was the main thing. But it was, who am I? Right. Am I, you know, is this, and asking those really, really hard questions, right?
Yeah. You gave me gifts. You gave me a burning desire in my heart. You gave me a joy in my work. I loved being on the radio doing what I did. And then all of a sudden, it's gone. And I got a little family. And I need that. They're my first priority. But my I'll call it an addiction. Radio is an addiction. It gets in your blood, and you just can't get it out.
And I think it's still going to be in your blood, even if you retire. There's, you know, we can talk about that when we come back here. Dan Craig is with us today. And there's one other story about how he made it from where he was to Moody Radio. You got to hear that story. And my guess is there's something going on in your life and you need to hear this wisdom. You'll hear more from Dan straight ahead on Moody Radio. Before we get back to the program, a quick note for you. This segment includes a song that we can't play for copyright restrictions. Sorry about that, and thank you for understanding. Need a little encouragement regarding the issue of life? Here's a story from CareNet's 40-day devotional, A Lifeline of Hope. Imagine how Liz felt when she emptied her daughter's trash can and found a pregnancy test. Her heart stopped when she saw the two lines. When her daughter Rebecca got home from school, her face said it all: shock, embarrassment, fear. After a long and difficult talk, Rebecca admitted she was planning to get an abortion to spare her mom and dad the embarrassment of their church friends finding out. But Liz had heard about CareNet, just like you're hearing now, and she called the pregnancy decision line. You can find out what happened to Liz and Rebecca by getting the free devotional, A Lifeline of Hope. Just go to chrisfabrylive.org, click the green CareNet button today, read some good news about this pro-abundant life ministry. At some point, you or someone you know is going to need the ministry of CareNet. Click the green CareNet button today at chrisfabrylive.org. I told Dan Craig I was going to play this song, or at least a little bit of CeCe, because I think this really encapsulates his heart, his life. CeCe Winans. Okay, I'm going to jump in here. To me, that really is the heart of Dan Craig. Do you react to that song?
Every time we sing it in church, I get teary-eyed, I get goosebumps, and I just think of where Vicki and I have been, the path that we've been on, and how faithful God has been. We've gone through some unknowing situations, which you alluded to, getting to Moody, number one, and we did not fear. Because we knew we had a great God who was going to take care of us. And the words of this song are just phenomenal. The fact that his goodness is there all the time. And looking back, even now, a career 46, 47 years in broadcasting, connecting the God dots, as I call them, the things that are just amazing that took place. You could just see God's fingerprints on the whole thing. And so as we start looking at the future, again, no fear, no concern, because he's got it. He's going to take care of us all the way.
Yeah. And that, you know, his love has been running after me.
Yeah.
You know, even in the times, and you've had some physical stuff that has gone on the last couple of years too.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me, yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
It's all right. I'm here to help, Dan.
Thank you.
Here to lift up your, just like Ann is. Hi, Ann. Go right ahead. You're on with Dan.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Hi, doing great. Thank you.
This is your sister.
Oh, she's calling from Virginia.
Yes.
I am. Aaron let me know you were going to be on, so I wouldn't miss it.
Oh, how sweet.
I just want to tell you how proud I am of you, and that they haven't even said half of the great stuff about you. You are a man of integrity, and I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you. I love you very much, and we're going to get out to see you here shortly.
Well,
I can't believe it. And
retirement.
I am so glad to get to talk with you, because now you can tell me all the things that Dan did when you were kids that he won't tell me.
Oh, you'll have to ask him about the summer band camp with his trumpet marching band.
Oh.
And about mom's driving and when the police stopped her one time. There's just several stories I could tell.
Okay.
But I do have a question for him.
Okay, go right ahead.
I want to know if you really missed being behind the mic, the daily on air, when you went into management. Was that a hard decision to make?
Yes and no. I was behind the mic enough. When I first got into management, I actually was working weekends on another radio station, and so I was able to keep active in that. When I became a general manager, I was told basically sever all ties. I needed to quit producing Elisa Morgan's program. They just said, your attention needs to be focused now as a manager of a radio station. You're going to naturally gravitate back to the programming side because that's what you've been doing for years. There were some withdrawals. It wasn't as severe as I thought it might be. But I'll tell you, after 10, 12, 15 years of not being on the air, I became hesitant of getting back on the air.
Hmm. So, Ann, I have a question for you. We had this tribute to Dan that was kind of an impromptu thing. It was, you know, online. Most of us were online. And one person said, I can imagine that your parents are really, really proud of you. And so I want to ask you, as his sister, you've already said, I'm so proud of you, integrity. What do you think Dan's parents would think about all the things that he's done in his life and that God has done?
Well, first of all, he's the baby, so they loved him the most. But I would say that they were very proud of him. There was never a question. But we had the greatest parents there are.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He followed in my father's footprints as far as a man of integrity, a man after God's own heart, a man who looked after his family. And my parents could see that and identify that in Dan. So, yeah, he didn't fall far from the apple tree in that regard. My father was a pastor and so was always sharing the gospel, always putting God first. And so, yep, Dan followed in those footprints. And I know they're smiling from heaven.
Yeah.
If God lets us see once we're there, and knowing that Dan has lived a life of integrity. And I know God's not done with him yet. So I can't wait to see the next chapter in his life.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. And it's a real pleasure to get to talk with you. Thanks for calling in today.
Well, thank you. This was my first ever radio voice. So
you got her. Dan, you got your sister to call in here. That's a big achievement, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. I love you.
Yeah. Yeah. Your dad was not only a pastor, he was an aeronautical engineer.
Yeah, he was. Right? Yeah, he helped. He was known as the top drag man in the Navy. He didn't cross dress. This has to do with aeronautical terms. He actually helped design the wings of the Tomahawk cruise missile.
Really?
And it was amazing developing that in secret for years. And then watching him watch the Gulf War in the early 90s was hard. This is the first time they put video cameras in the nose cones of missiles. And they fired hundreds of missiles. I would watch him sit on the edge of his recliner as the missile headed toward the target. They designed it to fly under 100 feet to stay out of radar detection. You could see the crosshairs on a building. And I could just tell he was proud that these machines were doing what they were designed to do. But as soon as the building blew up, he would sit back in his chair and start chewing on his finger. And I could tell the pastoral side of him was praying that there was nobody in the building when it got hit.
He bought a shortwave radio so he could hear you. Is that right?
Yeah, my dad, he was probably my biggest fan. I don't know how in the world he stomached country music for a while, adult contemporary, jazz. But yeah, when I moved to Oakland and worked for a shortwave radio station out of Florida, we used to make tapes and mail them to Florida. They'd play them and then send them back, and we'd erase them and re-record. He went out and bought a shortwave radio so he could listen to my one-hour-a-day broadcast off of WYFR in Okeechobee that went to about half the world. And yeah, it was just he would comment from time to time about what he'd heard. So I knew he listened almost every day.
Your mom wanted you to have a lot of different experiences. Maybe that's where the marching band comes in, or the police officer pulling her over.
Yeah, I was, come on, Ann. When I was only maybe 4 or 5 when the police officer pulled her over. She earned it. She decided to get off the off ramp and went over in front of a cement mixer to get over. And you know, I was standing on that little hump, the transmission hump in the back of the car. Back then, when you go around town, you didn't have to wear seatbelts and
no seatbelts required. Right.
So the police officer came to the window and was talking to her, and my mom was crying because my dad was a pastor. We didn't have a lot of money, and she knew that it was going to cost money. And she's talking to him, and he made some comment about, your mom is a good driver. And I said, oh, no, she's not. So.
Sit down and be quiet, Dan.
Yeah.
That was your first time as a DJ, basically, right?
I guess so.
But she really believed you could do anything whatever you want in life, you can go for it. Man,
yeah.
Take a chance,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. And she's why I'm in radio.
What do you mean?
I was working for a tire company, and you know, the company was cheap. They didn't have radios in their trucks. So I took a coat hanger and made a little cradle that I could clip over the window by my ear, and I put a transistor radio in there. I was listening to the radio all the time. I loved the radio. And when the tire company was closing and I was being laid off, she asked me, what are you going to do? I said, I have no clue. And she said, you love listening to the radio. Why don't you become a disc jockey? And my typical response was, yeah, right. How am I going to do that?
Yeah.
And she said, call some and ask. So the next day, I got on the phone and called the hotlines of all the radio stations to find out. I've heard about this Columbia Broadcasting School. Is it worth the money? And no. And about the 9th station, they said, hey, we're about ready to start another workshop. It's 13 weeks. Call Lee Marshall, the news director, tomorrow morning and get the details. And so I called and paid the bucks and spent 13 weeks learning how to become a disc jockey, got my FCC license, and then started volunteering for a Christian radio station.
The old radio license that you had to study for it, you had to do geometry and all that stuff?
Yeah, I'm terrible at math. Fortunately, about the year before I started, they allowed you to start using calculators, so that was wonderful.
So as you tell your story here, it just seems like, and your mom, the vision that your mom had, the support that your dad gave you, Anne's stories, it's just as if God has orchestrated this. So let me take our final break. I want you to tell one more story today. Dan Craig is with us. This is the unrelenting mercy of God in his life that you're hearing today on Chris Fabry Live. Thanks for your support of Chris Fabry Live. I'd love to send you the book by Glenna Marshall, Memorizing Scripture. Just go to chrisfabrylive.org. You'll see how you can be a friend or a partner. And it reminds me, the last two people who have given, Laura and Retha, have left prayer requests about salvation for family members and things that are going on. Dan Craig is with us, retiring at the end of this week. And prayer has been a really important part of the whole ethos of Dan Craig. We don't do anything in our own power. I mean, we can do things in our own power. It will not go last for long. It's in the power of God that we do them, right?
Absolutely. We got to have God's blessing and involvement in every aspect of what we do, especially in Christian radio. If he's not a part of it, we're wasting our time.
You started this email, Making a Difference, and people mentioned this last week about you. For those who are listening who have never seen those, these are for the things on the inside, but it's what folks say every day, that we're all tied together. We're rooting for each other, right?
Yeah, when I came, I started seeing emails come in from a couple of radio programs, and so I asked the IT department, can you please put me on the list of every program that Moody produces? And so my inbox started filling up, and I, you know, used the rules so I could drop them into different buckets. I was amazed, just the stories of how listeners were impacted by something that you would say, something that took place in their life that they weren't anticipating, and it came up in a radio program and how it ministered to them. And I'm thinking, this is our report card. this is gold. This is encouragement. My encouragement meter was off the chart, and I just thought, well, I can't be the only one to see these. Everybody's got to see them. And so I began almost every week and a half, putting out what I call the MAD, Making a Difference, because I want people to go mad. I want them to make a difference. But I want them to also hear from listeners of the difference that is being made. And it's just wonderful when listeners will send an email to your program or any program and just share, here's what God did. I wish we had more of them. Yeah. But we're bad, unfortunately, as humans about doing that. We'll complain, but when something good goes, we're sitting on it.
Well, it's a communication thing. You know, yeah. We're in communication. We don't communicate well.
Absolutely.
I live that every day.
Absolutely.
We talk about the gospel changing everything.
Yeah.
How's the gospel changed Dan Craig?
I would not be here without the gospel. A couple of the guys that carpooled with me could tell you, I'd make the best criminal out there. We'll hear a news story of how somebody was robbing somebody or murder or whatever, and I would say, oh, that guy was dumb. He should have da-da-da-da-da. My heart, I could be the worst person ever, but God. And he sought me, he bought me, and I'm his. And this is a phenomenal week for me, for the church, for Christians. Just remembering what Jesus did for us, because we could be the worst evil people on the planet, but yeah. God.
Well, and that whole idea of him, we couldn't do it in and of ourselves.
No.
And how many people try to work their way, you know?
Can't do
and
it.
To do enough good, and it's not about that. Jesus paid it all, right?
Amen. Amen. And we get to share the greatest message on the face of the earth. And happy to do it.
Yeah. Dan, you, I don't know if we're going to have time to tell the story about how you got here. It's a circuitous route. But the point of the story of how you made it all the way to Moody 13 years ago is God was running after you. He was taking care of you. He was directing your steps. What would you say to anybody who's listening right now who it's like, I can't see the next step to take. I don't know what I'm going to do professionally, or it could be relationally, decision-making. What do you say to that person?
Step out in faith. Take those steps and understand you're not going to see it. I didn't see it. I couldn't see every step of the way. But when you go as far as you can see, once you get there, you can see further. And God has been so faithful in honoring that obedience. And it's sometimes it can be pretty scary, but God's going to honor it. And I would encourage you, if you're facing something, the unknown today, is ask God to give you strength and wisdom to take that first step and then follow him. Watch him. Wait for him.
Do the next thing he shows you, right?
Amen.
And believe that he's good. I think that's half the battle right there, to believe that he's good and he has my best interests at heart, even though what I see in front of me right here, I don't like, and it brings this struggle inside. Dan, you're a treasure. You leave big shoes to fill. I don't know where you're going to leave them, but You have been a real support and an encouragement, as I said at the beginning. Every program that you hear on Moody Radio has some fingerprint of Dan Craig on it, and we are better for you, friend. And God bless you. Thanks for sharing your heart with us today.
Happy to do it, and all glory goes to God.
Amen. And then tomorrow, guess who's coming back? Michael Card's going to be here. A great conversation we're going to have about Jesus at the Radio Backyard Fence. Thanks for your support, for listening. Chris Fabry Live is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.